Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A UK ad group has called upon YouTube and Facebook to agree to a list of advertising standards. Google is expanding its Universal App Campaigns tool, and Facebook is testing a new targeting feature that focuses on brick and mortar consumers. UK advertising group has called upon YouTube and Facebook to work to improve advertising measurement standards. The Institute of Practitioners in Advertising, or the IPA, released a public letter asking both companies to guarantee the fulfillment of certain measurement standards. It was requested that in order to work with these standards, both YouTube and Facebook become signatories to the Digital Trading Standard Group's UK Good Practice Principles. Currently, neither has responded to the call from the IPA. If the companies signed, it would impact the ways in which brand safety was managed, as well as standardizing video audience measurement and video viewability issues. The IPA's Director General, Paul Bainsfer, said that as the two biggest online video suppliers, YouTube and Facebook have a responsibility to ensure the best possible standards for advertising on their platforms. Google is set to move all app install campaigns to its Universal App Campaigns, or UAC, tool. Launched 2 years ago, the UAC tool was designed to make it easier for developers to promote both Android and iOS apps across multiple platforms. It meant that developers could design a campaign that would appear on both Search and Google Play, as opposed to having to create separate campaigns. With the change, which is coming on the 16th of October this year, app install campaigns created in Google AdWords will run on UAC, with all Search, Display, and YouTube app campaigns ceasing on the 15th of November this year also. According to Google, Universal App Campaigns has delivered 6 billion installs since its launch, with more than 4 billion coming in the past year. It was also shown that Universal App Campaigns drove 140% more conversions per dollar than regular campaigns. Facebook is testing a new targeting feature that focuses on people who have visited brick and mortar stores. The tool allows marketers to target visitors to their real-world locations with ads on Facebook, Instagram, and through Facebook's Audience Network feature. A spokesperson from Facebook said that it was always exploring new ways to help marketers drive offline value from their ads. If the test is successful, the feature is expected to become an option within Facebook's custom audiences ad targeting product. According to reports, brands will have to have more than one location to be able to create audiences to target, and targeted audiences can only include people who have visited a store within the past 30 days. A new study conducted by Regio Data in 19 countries has found that the Austrian e-commerce industry is growing rapidly. The report found that online sales in Austria were worth €885 per person in 2016. This ranks the country fourth in Europe for e-commerce spend per person, behind the UK, Switzerland, and Norway. It was found that fashion was the most popular online industry in the country, with 70% of women and 50% of men questioned saying that they routinely avoided visiting brick-and-mortar stores when buying clothing items. The survey also found that one of the main attractions to online shopping for Austrian consumers was the ability to compare prices, with two-thirds of respondents using price comparison before making a purchase. And finally, Google Maps is enabling users to ask questions on Android. In a community blog post, the company announced that its question and answer feature has been rolled out to Google Maps, allowing businesses to add an FAQ section to their Google Maps presence. As well as being able to post their own FAQs, businesses will receive notification when a new question is asked by a user and will be able to answer these questions. Users can then use a thumbs up or thumbs down system to highlight the most helpful answers. The feature will roll out over the next few days and will be available to all Android users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free Catch Up TV service to access our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.